The formula for success is the 10 basic ingredients you'll need to have in place in order to become a more successful selling professional. One who has more ability to land new business than others in your profession who have not been through a Sandler Selling System program. To use a baseball analogy, your formula for success is your spring training, and opening day is the actual sales call. On this CD, the narrator, Sandler trainers, and excerpts from David Sandler's live programs will help you understand the formula that you should follow to improve your selling.
The first step in your formula for success is to stay on the right side of the trouble line. You see, in sales, there are two types of time, pay time and no pay time. Pay time is the time in which your product or service can best be presented to a potential customer or client, that time when you can actually be talking to or be face-to-face with a client. It's that time when you want to be prospecting, on appointments with prospects, calling on referrals, setting appointments, and servicing your customers. That is, you should be working when your prospects are working. Your pay time could be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or it could be 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Your pay time is specific to when your potential customers are available to talk with you and see you. No pay time, on the other hand, is the time you set aside for things like planning, administration, outside reading. No pay time is the time to do all the other stuff that doesn't involve finding, qualifying, or servicing customers. The problem many selling professionals have is time management. They become confused. They get caught straddling that trouble line. The trouble line can be seen as a vertical line which separates pay time and no pay time. Your goal is to stay on the pay time side of the trouble line during your pay time period. When you find yourself, during the pay time period, spending time on tasks like preparing for sales calls, or sitting in your office planning, maybe educating yourself about the competition, you should at least be aware of the fact that you're doing something wrong. Those activities are on the no pay side when you're supposed to be on the pay side. By being on the wrong side of the trouble line, you create a double negative. First, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, so you feel guilty about it. And secondly, what you are doing is just not leading you any closer to a sale. Hence the double negative. Another problem salespeople encounter is they believe that all work-related activity is pay-time activity, when in fact, a lot of it is no pay-time activity. For instance, when you're sitting at your desk moving papers from the left side to the right side, or maybe you're researching some new prospects on the internet, you think you're working on the pay time side, but you're really working on the no pay time side. Your goal is to stay on the pay time side of the trouble line during pay time hours. During pay time, you want to be on goal time, not clock time. Clock time is for 9 to 5 hourly employees. As a sales professional, you should start your day by saying, "This is what I want to accomplish today. This is what I'm going to do." And then, when you've done it, when you've achieved your goal for the day, you're done. During pay time, you want to be careful not to get caught in hysterical activity. See, many people handle their work in a hysterical fashion. They work a lot some of the time, and they don't work a lot much of the time. Instead of pacing themselves, what they wind up doing is spending all of their time in some kind of hysterical work activity. If you want to meet your sales goals, be consistent. Do a little bit all of the time, not a lot some of the time. Avoid panic, too. Manage your time properly. Develop an awareness of time. Be consistent. Stay on the right side of the trouble line. Make your pay time productive. Listen in as a Sandler executive shares 10 tips for time management and getting the most out of your pay time.
Number 1. Constantly ask yourself this question: am I getting the best use of my time now? Number 2. Set simple, daily, must-complete goals. Add in the new prospecting behaviors that you'll be learning. It's amazing how effective and efficient you'll manage your time once you've decided what you want your time to produce. Number 3. Develop your to-do list in detail. Yep, even write it down. There'll always be distractions. The key is to know exactly where you left off on your plan and exactly what you're going to do next. Number 4. Stop letting people rob you of your valuable time. Exit gracefully from conversations that waste time. You can do this assertively without coming across as being arrogant. Number 5. There are people in your firm who are masters at time management, who have really never even heard of pay time or no pay time. So periodically, make it a point to sit down with them, maybe even buy them lunch during no pay time, and find out what they're doing, and then replicate it. Number 6. Stay on goal time, not clock time. The purpose is to accomplish goals, whether it takes 1 hour or 5 hours. So start your day with a goal of what you want to accomplish and stay with it until it's done. Number 7. Keep a cookbook and manage it hard. A cookbook is a map of the behavior that you'll need to reach your new goals. Number 8. Build outside non-business time into your plan. Family, exercise, reading, fun stuff. You know, hobbies, movies, and anything else that you'd like to enjoy. The key here is balance. You know, working 80 hours a week at the office is not the key to becoming successful and adding more clients. Number 9. Change your thinking about time. View time as a precious, finite resource. And finally, number 10. Keep a time management journal. Write down everything that you do in your life for 90 days. Review it often to see how you can improve your efficiency. I mean, it's a simple idea, yet no one actually does it. Try it for 90 days and watch your daily productivity skyrocket. Once the 90 days are up, you can decide whether you want to abort the time journal or continue. It's up to you.
When you think about staying on the right side of the trouble line, remember, pay time is time spent on tasks that directly generate revenue. No pay time is time spent on tasks that make you better at your job without directly affecting the generation of revenue.